In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. It's an honor to be with you today here in the church. Actually, I didn't speak English that much in that days because I have another language in Brazil. I was before good in English, but today my English looks like the English of Mursi. So excuse my weak English today in this Mass. Abuna Yaob, he insisted to pray for the youth today. So I came here just to obey him and to have your blessing. Anyway, the gospel of today, it's a story very beautiful for us all. One man, he doesn't talk, he doesn't speak, and he is crazy. It's a complicated situation. But we let us study some points to learn something from this gospel. The first point, the multitudes walk around Jesus Christ in everywhere. But some people, they would like to have the blessing, but some people, they like to judge him, as you heard in this chapter. What kind of people we are, all of us? We are the kind who looking for blessing when we come to the church, when we read the Bible, when we like to hear the word of God, or the other kind, we always judging the other. Be careful, don't do like this kind of people. Always looking for the blessing when you go to hear the word, the words of God in any place. Keep judge for the Lord. Don't judge anyone. This is the first point you have to learn from this chapter. The second point in this chapter, you can see what kind of human being exist in our world. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he liked to treat this person, but the people, they don't like that. Always also we find some people like that. They always complain. When they see the God doing something good for the others, we start to ask, why? Why? Why only for Fulan, for this person, not for me? Why? 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 And complaining always. They didn't like the good things to happen. That's sin. That's a sin. Be careful. You always think for the good things for the other before you thinking for yourself. Ask for the good things for the other before you ask him for yourself. These people, they didn't like Jesus Christ to do this. And they start saying many words, not really. It fits our Master and Lord Jesus Christ. They call him Beelzebub. This is, you can also, you put it in your mind. Don't wait for the other to say something is good for you. Many people, they didn't accept the bad things when they hear from the other or from their friends. They always like to hear the good things. But in this chapter, you have to learn, even Jesus Christ also, he heard that bad things. Not only you, not only you. So when you hear something, let it pass. Don't worry. Don't worry. Tell yourself, even Jesus Christ, he heard a lot in his time. And the last point, and very important for all of us, the separation, divided. It's a very dangerous disease in our generation. Our Lord, he always asked all of us to be one body, one mind, one heart. One road we're going together. Be careful in your house, in your business, in your church, in your university, in any place. Try to be one with the others. If you start to make a separation, you are going to destroy your life. Separation, it means destroying. Love, it means gathering. So you have to ask yourself, what kind of life I would like to go through? Gathering, love, or separation? And this disease, it's easy to solve. You have to have a link with the others. You have to have dialogue with the others, conversation. You have to come down. You have to clean your revolution you go through every day. You have to be quiet. You have to clean your heart, to forgive for the other and to talk. Many people, the only solution, they would like to separate. Let me be far away from this person. Let me be far away from my wife, from my husband, from my kids. That's not solution. That's separation, and it's a destroying of our life. God is love. All of us will learn that. God is love. Keep the love of Lord in your mind, in your heart, in your house. Tell yourself what I'm going to win when I'm going to divide my house or to separate or making separation in my life. What I'm going to win? Where is my kids? They are going to go? Where I am going? What kind of future I'm going to meet after that? Many people, they decide separation, but they didn't know or they didn't study the result in the future. That is why today this gospel is very important for us. Who is God, he always gathering. Who is against God, he always making separation. He said that for us. Fill your heart with peace. Fill your heart with love. Leave this story of separation for Satan, who said this is not our way and this is not our life. We would like to keep our church strong. We would like to keep our houses strong. We would like to keep our spiritual life strong. Separation, it doesn't give us anything to make us happy. After the separation, always sadness. After the separation, always problems, no peace. No one making separation, he feels his comfort. Always his life start to be very complicated. is much better to be one mind, one heart, one body. Talk. Take your time to talk. Take your time to solve. The end of separation, actually, you're destroying everything. I don't know how comes the people, they take this point very easy and very simple in their life. We would like to learn something in this part. Don't be separated from Lord in the beginning. Don't be separated from Lord in the beginning. Keep in touch with Him in every time, in every day, in every hour, in every minute. Make a relationship with Him. You are going to be far away from Him. You separate yourself from many things. God, He would like to help you and to give it to you by yourself. He loves us. He look forward to keep us in His arm every day. But the problem, it's with us, not with Him. So the first thing, don't separate yourself from the Lord. Every day look after to be very close to Him. He said, He come to me, I will never let Him away. I'm close to Him. Second, don't be separate from your church for any kind of reason. I'm going to say it again. Don't be separated from your church for any reason. Many people, they move sometimes from their church for one reason to other church. At least that is good. But some people, they separate themselves from the church and they start to be far away. Who is going to win in this situation? Only the devil. You upset from something inside the church, come to the fathers and talk. You upset with something with the servant, come and talk. And solve the problem. Live in peace with yourself and with the God and with the church. Don't separate yourself from your church. The church is full of fruits. Come and taste to be happy in your life. Don't be separate from your family, from your friends. Don't say, I don't like fulan and I don't like fulana. Find a solution to be very close to the others. A separation, it's a disease, it's very dangerous in our days today. Many families completely destroyed because of separation. Opposite, it's love. By love, you can solve any kind of problems. Say for yourself, anything I couldn't do it, for sure God is going to do it. This miracle, it gives all of us hope. It gives us hope. Nothing impossible in front of the Lord. Very complicated disease, but when God put His hand, He solved everything. He changed everything. This is, it gives all of us hope. Even we are in a very delicate situation, we completely sure that God is going to help us and to solve our problems. Try to read your Bible word by word to feel what you read, to learn something from this. This chapter you can learn many things, as I told you. Don't be judge. Look after good things for the other before yourself. Be merciful for the others. Don't separate or don't destroy your life. Feel that there is a hope in my life. When I need something, I'm quite sure that God is coming to help me and to give me power to solve anything I go through. It's a small words for you today. God bless all of you. Glory to be God forever. Amen.